This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
As millions of Americans travel for the New Year's Eve holiday, Southwest Airlines is hoping for a pretty normal schedule today after slashing thousands of its flights during that monster winter storm. FlightAware doesn't show any massive number of cancellations this morning. Today, a House committee will release 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
The House Ways and Means Committee is expected to release the former president's tax returns from 2015 to 2020. The committee had obtained Trump's personal and business tax records while investigating what it said in a December report was the Internal Revenue Service's failure to pursue mandatory audits of Trump on a timely basis during his presidency, which is IRS protocol. Trump broke from political norms by refusing to make his tax returns public, though he did give some limited details about his holdings and income on mandatory disclosure forms. Donna Warder, Washington.
A leading House Republican, Kevin McCarthy, calls it a monstrosity, but President Biden signed a bill to keep the government money flowing. The AP's Norman Hall.
The $1.7 trillion spending bill will keep the federal government operating through the end of the federal budget year in September, and it will provide tens of billions of dollars in new aid to Ukraine for its fight against the Russian military. Biden had until late Friday to sign the bill to avoid a partial government shutdown. The Democratic-controlled House passed the bill 225-201, mostly along party lines, just before Christmas. The House vote came a day after the Senate, also led by Democrats, voted 68-29 to pass the bill with significantly more Republican support. Norman Hall, Washington.
Soccer great Pelé is being remembered for transcending the sport. Pelé died yesterday after a battle with cancer. He was 82. His funeral will be next week. This is AP News. Recall. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
There's been a recall on a brand of alfalfa sprouts that's sold in grocery stores in the Midwest. There have been more than a dozen cases of salmonella poisoning linked to Sunsprouts alfalfa sprouts. Health officials say they were eaten at several restaurants and sold at different grocery chains in Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas. The recalled alfalfa sprouts sold by Sunsprouts have expiration dates between December 10th and December 27th and carry lot numbers of either 4211 or 5211. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett broke with his practice of staying out of local politics to urge his hometown of Omaha to abandon its planned streetcar project. He says it's too expensive and not as flexible as buses. City officials are moving forward with the streetcar. They believe it will spur development. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.